Good evening, everyone. Before we start the concert band set, we do have a special treat for you. The World of Music class that went this semester studied cultures and music from all over the world, many places in the world, and we ended with Indonesia. And so we kind of turned ourselves from a class studying the music into a little gamelan orchestra. I'll explain what the gamelan is just real briefly, but I also was thinking while we were setting up that, to my knowledge, their gamelan music, both in Bali and Java, is quite popular around the world. However, I think that Vermont, and this is, think of the size of Vermont, Vermont has three working gamelans at different places. Yeah, in fact, Kathy's telling me that actually that's not even accurate. There's three, it's not just in Vermont, there's three in Plainfield, Vermont. What are the chances of that? There are basically two different kinds of gamelans. A court gamelan, which is made of bronze bars and very fancy carvings and everything. We didn't have the $20,000 to have one of those. The other kind are village gamelans that are made from iron and wood, and that's the kind that we had. Gamelan music is basically a numerical system like xylophone music in different octaves, and then with some other instruments that elaborate and punctuate that melody. So I just want you to hear a couple of the regular main, we call them nuclear theme instruments. So we'll start with the largest one. This is called slentan. And then we'll go to one octave higher than that, the damong. And then the sarang. And then when we have a sort of a cross instrument called the piking, which is a little bit of an elaborating instrument, and also a nuclear theme instrument. And in terms of another elaborating instrument, we have the banangs. And then the punctuating instruments. There's drum, which is a punctuating instrument that keeps time. And then there's the gongs. Two different sizes. Really nice to sit right in between them, actually. And then we have probably one of the stranger instruments, so that's also a punctuating instrument, called katuk. And it's named that because it goes tuk. And that's all it does. But then also the kanangs, which go nong. And there you have it. It all goes together. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to play two short pieces. The first one is a traditional ending piece in Java. When they do shadow puppet plays or concerts, this is the piece that they play last, because their theory is that the music's always going on, and the gamelan instruments just allow us to hear it. And so audiences are supposed to leave with the music of this piece in their ears. Please don't. And then after that, we'll play another piece called Manyar Sebu, which means a thousand peacocks. And in the middle of that piece, you'll hear a slight pause. The students are going to flip their mallets, which are called tabus, over and play with the loud side. The difference in gamelans between Java and Bali is that the Javanese one is quite mellow, and the bars, the sound of the bars don't overlap each other. In other words, you have to damp the bars as you're playing the next one. In Bali, they whack the living daylights out of them and let them rip. which the Javanese think is just really terrible, just horrible. So what they did was they took a Balinese folk song and interpolated it into the middle of A Thousand Peacocks. So you'll see these guys flip their mallets over, play really loud and ringy and stuff, and then we'll go. That's the trouble with having drummers with sticks in their hands. And then we'll end a traditional ending of that piece, Minor Sacred.